the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam. I am Chandu Vijay and welcome to the Guru Purnima special episode of Love to Love. Swami says, follow the master, face the devil, fight till the end and finish the game. What does it mean to follow the master? And who is the master or guru? Let us begin the segment by listening to a talk that was given by Dr. Srikant Sola, cardiologist at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, in which he elaborates on in how in his personal life and in the hospital and how both of it was benefited immensely from Swami's dictum, follow the master. Over to Dr. Sola.
Swami has given us the four F's, follow the master, face the devil, fight to the end, and finish the game. These are the four F's. In my simple-minded practice, I actually only follow one of these, follow the master. I'll tell you what happened to the other three at the end of this talk. Follow the master. This lesson I learned actually by watching our students. As Bhagavan sat before us on the dais, I would observe how Swami's students would interact and relate with Swami. They were ever attentive, always alert to Swami's slightest motion, always focused with one-pointed attention on everything that Swami did. Whenever Swami gave the slightest instruction, the slightest hint that he wished something to be done, they would run off immediately performing that task, and when the task was completed, they would come back again and watch Swami with one-pointed attention. There are deep lessons in this simple practice for all of us. Just as these students were always observant of Swami, ever ready, always alert, and always obedient to the slightest hint from Swami's wish, his will, we can also do the same. So on this holy occasion of Guru Purnima, I wish to talk to you about following the master. This is the only practice that I really know. Follow the master. How do we do it? It's not enough just to talk. We can be like Swami's students, but here we have to follow the inner master, the inner side. We have to watch him with that same one-pointed attention, that same extreme focus, looking inside of ourselves, watching, always alert, always ready, and ever obedient to his will, his divine will in our lives. Now, when I share this with devotees from around the world, I find that devotees tend to fall in three different groups: children, adults, and our youth or our young adults. Interestingly, when I share this with children, they understand right away. It's simple for them. I just tell them and they say, okay, uncle, and they practice right away. And so I'm delighted to see that our students from both of Swami's primary schools are here. Children, you are the one who have to take this forward. You have to set the example. Follow the inner master. Follow the inner side. Be always alert. Be always ready and be always obedient to Swami. But you know, Swami is very mischievous and he loves to play. And so make this practice fun. Play the game with Swami. Play with Swami. Have fun with Swami. Follow the master. When it comes to adults, I find something different. Adults are often led away, sometimes very far away, by the monkey mind. The easiest way to tame this monkey mind, to vanquish this monkey mind, is simply to love Swami, to adore Swami. Because when we love our Lord, we become immersed in our Lord. And we become immersed in Him, we become absorbed by Him. And then the monkey mind vanishes. The second thing I find in adults is that we have to develop purity. Purity. We have to vanquish the six enemies: pride, lust, anger, greed, and so on. Again, the simplest way to do this is just through love. Just contemplate, meditate on Swami's pure, sweet, unconditional love. It's this love of Bhagavan that has drawn him to us, and it's this love of Swami that will purify us. Just contemplate on that love, and all these six enemies will vanish forever. And then the third thing I find with adults is that they carry excess baggage. You see, when our students are sitting before Bhagavan, and Swami would ask them to do something, they would get up and run, and then they would come back. and they would again sit silently. They would never proclaim what Swami had told them. They would just carry the work out silently, without making any fuss. But when we carry excess baggage, it's difficult for us to run. It's difficult for us to be agile, to follow Swami's instructions. And this excess baggage is our emotional baggage, our resentments, our regrets, our sense of rejection. These we need to hand over to Swami because we don't need this heavy weight anymore. So when we purify ourselves, when we immerse ourselves in love, and when we get rid of this excess weight, even we adults can follow the Master very easily. Yet there's a third group, and this third group is the one that I find has the most difficulty in following the Master, and this is our youth, our young adults. Surprising. What they tell me is that they say, "Sir, it's fine for you to follow the Master sometimes, but what about us? We have to study. We have to work. We have to establish ourselves in our careers. We have to move forward. I just have a family. I just had a child. I need to earn to support myself." Perhaps just as I was naive when I first came to Bhagavan as his physician and I said Sai Ram to everyone, even to Swami himself, perhaps these young adults are also naive in thinking that somehow, if we follow the Master, we will be relegated to a third-class way of life. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, this is absolutely incorrect. And let me give you some examples from my own life. 20 years ago, when I was a medical student in the United States, I was physically far away from Swami. I did not have access to Bhagavan's physical form. And so I had to learn to connect to the inner Master. I had to learn to follow the inner side. And I find, interestingly, that 20 years later, we are all in the same position, a beautiful position today. Now, I had, as a student, all medical students had to take the national board exams in order to pass out of medical school. Some of you may know this as the USMLE exams. I was so attuned to Swami in those days that Swami gave me the strength to study for 16, 17, 18 hours a day for months on end to prepare for this exam. And when the time came to actually take the exam, I found that the answers flowed effortlessly, so easily that I was able to answer everything during the two-day course of the exam without any difficulty at all. A few weeks later, when the results were announced, I was surprised to find that not only had I received the highest score on these board exams in the history of my medical school, I'd also received the highest score ever in the history of the exam itself. This is what happens when we follow the Master. But let's be clear. Swami made it very clear. A few days after all the congratulations from family and friends, classmates, professors had died down, Bhagavan appeared to me in a dream. And he said, with his finger raised, he said, "You see, that was all my doing, Swami's doing." He said to me, he said, "There's no way you could have achieved that kind of score on your own." As you heard during the introduction, I went on to work at the hospital called the Cleveland Clinic, which is regarded as the number one hospital for cardiac care in the world. So let me give you my example. When we follow the Master, Swami will make you not only number one in the world, not number one in the country rather, he will make you work at the number one institution in the world. He will make you the best that you can possibly be. But still there will be some doubts. Still there will be those who think that if we follow the Master, we will somehow lack. Again, this is incorrect. Let me give you some examples from Swami's own hospital, simple and short examples. When we follow the Master, Bhagavan will bless us with all success. He will bless us with all fame, and he will bless us with all wealth. I'll give you three such examples. First, let us look at how Swami has blessed us with all success. We doctors in Swami's hospitals, we are not only physicians who take care of his patients, we are also preceptors, teachers to the next generation of physicians. They are called residents. They have completed their medical school and they're completing their specialty training to become full-fledged physicians. At the end of their residency training, they have to take national level exams. And these exams are very, very difficult. For every 3 residents who appear for the exam, only 1 will pass and the other 2 will fail. It's a very difficult exam. At Swami's institution, we take this as a holy duty, as a sacred responsibility to train and mentor this next generation of physicians. And so what do? We follow Swami's examples, we follow Swami's guidance, and we follow the Master, attuning ourselves to him so that we are constantly refining and upgrading our teaching program so that our residents get the best possible experience. The result is that whereas in the country, only 33% of residents are passing these exams, at the Sri Sathya Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, our success rate is not less than 100%. Let us look at the second gift from Swami, fame. Now we all know that Swami is the only hero, and we are all just zeros. I'll give you some examples from my own department, the Department of Cardiology. At best, we see that fame is a distraction. We have no interest in this. But we know that Swami gives fame as part of the play. If you look at the senior faculty in our department, we find that they are so attuned to the Master that to be with them is similar to being with the Master himself. Our junior faculty have risen so quickly by following the inner Swami that they have won 2 national level awards at various meetings. And as this fame, this word of our expertise and knowledge spreads, we find that we, our staff, are in such demand that when we look at medical conferences where physicians are educated, we find that we are booked for every single major international and national conference until the conference schedule ends in February of next year. Such is the demand on Swami's doctors. But not just his doctors, it's his institution, that sacred institution that he has formed. You see, when we as doctors go to a medical conference, we not only expect to hear the most expert physicians speak to us on the latest manners, we also want to see complex operations, difficult procedures being performed so we can learn. And these are beamed into the conference venue from various hospitals around the world. The organizing societies, the senior physicians who lead these societies, will choose hospitals which have expert physicians, which have access to a wide range of complex and difficult cases, which have the latest technology and which have excellent infrastructure to support this type of activity. Swami's hospital has all of these. And what we're finding is that when these conferences are organized, these senior doctors are saying, I don't care what it takes, I want Sathya Sai Hospital at our conference. Let us look at the last gift of Swami. When we follow his teaching, Swami will bless us with all wealth. We just have to follow the Master. Recently, I was part of a team which was entrusted with the responsibility of purchasing new high-end CT scanners for both of these super specialty hospitals. We had prepared a budget, which was in rupees, naturally, but the vendors which provide these CT scanners give their prices in dollars. Now, as many of you are aware, because of various external factors, the cost or the value of the rupee against the dollar has fallen by more than 20% in recent months. So whereas we had budgeted for a certain level of scanner or CT scanner initially, we found that when we were actually ready to make the purchase, our budget was only able to allow us to purchase this much. Now here I should add that the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust has been very progressive, very forward-thinking in making sure that all of Swami's hospitals are enabled and equipped with the latest technology and that we are always functioning and exceeding the latest medical standards. But we have a sacred responsibility. Swami had told us that every paisa that we spend has to be spent in the most responsible and efficient manner. And so we take this duty very seriously. So we had this much to work with, but the difference for the very best of the best CT scanners was this much. It was actually more than 2.5 crore rupees for both scanners. Now, for that much money, brothers and sisters, we can perform 500 heart operations. So that gives you the perspective of what we were thinking. Here I recall what Swami had done when the first super speciality hospital was opened more than 20 years ago. When he was asked what type of CT scanner to purchase, Bhagavan simply answered, purchase the best CT scanner on the face of the earth. And that's what was done. But now, some time ago, we found ourselves in a different situation. And so what to do? What else should we do? Follow the Master. Going inside, we follow the Master, all of us, whether it was from finance, biomedical engineering, cardiology, radiology, that's exactly what we did. And in the end, do you know what happened? The vendor, which sells the leading CT scanner, came to us and they said, look, we know that you are budgeting for this level scanner, our mid-range scanner, but we very much want everything we want to have our top-end scanners at both of your hospitals. Here's what we're going to do. We will give you both of our very best scanners at the same price as the mid-range scanners which you're planning to buy. And so Swami's hospitals, both of his super speciality hospitals, will once again have the best CT scanners on the face of the planet. This is the wealth that Swami gives us when we follow the Master. Follow the Master. You will have all success. You will have all fame. And you will have all wealth. But I know that none of us are going to follow the Master for these things. This is worldly success. We follow the Master because we love the Master. We follow the Master because for us, Swami's love is our life breath. We know nothing else but to serve Swami. We want nothing else but to serve Swami. But when we follow the Master, Swami will give us all spiritual success as well. He will show you the truth. Bhagavan's will is for you to know that you are Sai, that you are God, and that everything is God. And when you follow the Master, this will become as plain as day. When you follow the Master, there is no need to face the devil, because the devil will disappear. When you follow the Master, there is no need to fight to the end, because all fighting will cease. When you follow the Master, there is no need to finish the game, because the game of duality will be finished itself. Brothers and sisters, on this holy and auspicious day of Guru Purnima, let us all dedicate ourselves to following our Divine Master. Let us all remain ever alert, ever ready, and always obedient to His will. Jai Sai Ram.
Anantam mritam purnam omkara rupam param sadgurum sainatham bhajeham param sadgurum sainatham bhajeham akhandam manolam Akalkātmarūpam Vibhum Vishvanātham Tamadvaita Tattvam Malam Yashariri Vine Chāpi Vrikṣe Param Sadgurum Sainātham Bhajeham Param Sadgurum Sainātham Bhajeham Nirmalantam sadashu satattvam Chiram dehanatham chamashasichitam Kanitam kitam sarvajivetikalam Param sadgurum sainatham sadeva Param sadgurum sainatham sadeva
Welcome back, dear listeners. The festival of Guru Purnima is one of the most significant celebrations in the Sai calendar. Over the years, Bhagwan has used this occasion for the unfurling of many landmark events of his mission, be it the opening ceremony of the first college campus of the Sri Sathya Sai University in 1971, or the inauguration of the Sri Sathya Sai Water Supply Project Stage 1 in 1995, or the announcement for the establishment of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, in 1999, or the revelation that he is in fact the Shiva Shakti avatar on earth in 1993. And on each and every one of these momentous days, he blessed the devotees with a profound discourse. Many wonder, what is so significant about Guru Purnima? Why do we celebrate this festival? And how should we observe this day? Bhagwan has given us clear answers to all these and much more. So let us now recapitulate this immortal message of our Sadguru. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Bahuvidhamulaina laukika pathamulo manaku chupedaraya talle tandri ఆత్మవిద్యను గరుప గురువుకే సాధ్యము మనకు దొరికెనయ్యా విశ్వగురువు విశ్వగురువు
స్వరూపమే గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే ధరించితివి పతి వాసుడై అవిద్యనే తొలగించగా
ఆత్మజ్యోతిని వెలుగక చేసి ఆనందము కలిగించగా
ఆత్మజ్యోతిని వెలుగక చేసి ఆనందము కలిగించగా
మానస భజరే గురు చరణం దుస్తర భవ సాగర తరణం మానస భజరే గురు చరణం దుస్తర భవ సాగర తరణం
కళాశాలను ప్రారంభించితివి
పాఠశాలలు కళాశాలను ప్రారంభించితివి
లౌకిక విద్యను ఆధ్యాత్మికమును ఏకము చేసితివి
లౌకిక విద్యను ఆధ్యాత్మికమును ఏకము చేసితివి
గురు నీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే
గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే
రంగే వాసుల పార కృపతో
చింతను చేర్చి ఉపదేశించి చేరువ చేసెదవో
శీల సంపద ప్రాముఖ్యమును బాల బాలికల తిరిగించి
శీల సంపద ప్రాముఖ్యమును బాల బాలికల తిరిగించి
సకల జగతికి ఆదర్శముగా సంచరించుమని తెలిపెదవు
సకల జగతికి ఆదర్శముగా సంచరించుమని తెలిపెదవు
ధర్మమును ప్రబోధించుటే విద్యార్థుల కర్తవ్యమందు భారతీయ సంస్కృతి వైభవము ప్రకటింపమందు ప్రకటింపమందు సత్య సాయి ప్రేమామృతము నిత్యము పంచుతుందు సత్య సాయి ప్రేమామృతము నిత్యము పంచుతుందు
నిగమార్థమును సుగమము చేసే జగద్గురువు నీవు విద్యార్థులకే కాదు ఈ విశ్వమునకే ఆచార్యుడవు
గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే నీవే పరం
Welcome back, dear listeners. So why do we celebrate Guru Purnima? Swami says Guru Purnima is dedicated for offering gratitude to the Guru. On this day, the moon, which is the presiding deity of the mind, is full, clear, cool and bright. It has no blemish or dullness which diminishes its glow. The Guru too is pictured and praised on this occasion as unblemished, bright and affectionate. He is full of devotion with a sense of surrender to God. He is tolerant and truly peaceful. He is the living example and embodiment of the virtues he desires his disciples to develop. Swami says, the guru that initiates one into chanting a particular mantra is a Diksha Guru, while the guru who transforms and elevates the personality of his pupils is a Shiksha Guru. It is the latter guru that is reverentially praised in thousands of ways in the holy texts. He removes the faults in vision and destroys the darkness of ignorance. He reveals the Atma to the individual and makes him free. The sacred festival of Guru Purnima is dedicated to such gurus. Purnima, or the full moon day, celebrates the fulfillment that is the goal of all life.
Guru Padukabhyam. పరంపరాభ్యాం కపత్రయాహీంద్ర ఖగేశ్వరాభ్యాం జాడ్యాబ్ది సంశోషణ బాడవాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు పాదుకాభ్యాం నమో శమాదిషట్కప్రద వైభవాభ్యా సమాధిదాన వ్రత దీక్షితాభ్యా ముక్తేహేతుశ్చ స్థిరభక్తిదాభ్యా నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు పాదుకాభ్యా నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు పాదుకాభ్యా చాపరాణాం అఖిలేష్టదాభ్యాం స్వాహా సహాయా చ దూరందరాభ్యాం శాంతా చ భావప్రద పూజనాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు పాదుకాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు పాదుకాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు సర్పవ్రజగారుడాభ్యాం వివేక వైరాగ్య నిధి ప్రదాభ్యాం బోధ ప్రదాభ్యాం ధృతమోక్షదాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు పాదుకాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురు పాదుకాభ్యాం
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ డియర్ లిసనర్స్ Guru Purnima is also known as Vyasa Purnima. Swami says that sage Vyasa was born with a great urge for spiritual upliftment and he entered into deep study and sadhana even as a child. He acquired such divine wisdom and glory that he is identified with Lord Narayana himself. He stands out as the Loka Guru or the world teacher for he codified the Vedic hymns and prepared the great Vedantic text Brahma Sutras. Besides the epic commentaries of the Veda Vedanta, Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam. He is called Veda Vyasa because of his service to the students of the Vedas, which defied understanding since they were countless and fathomless. It is for this reason Vedas, it is said that Ananto Vai Vedaha, that is Vedas are limitless. Vyasa helped mankind to earn peace. Therefore, Vyasa refers to the person who has elaborated and expanded the knowledge of truth, that is to say, the universal eternal energy. Swami says that even Vyasa can only show you the road. You have to traverse it alone. He gives you a mantra which you repeat, though you may not know its meaning, it will act as the purifier of your mind. Humanness is holy. It is neither mean or low. It has the status of God, though clouded and contaminated. For this faith to strike deep roots in our minds and to keep us fixed in that belief, a guru is needed. Vyasa is the first guru who demarcated the path and the goal. That is why he is associated with this Purnima day.
Swagatam, Suswagatam. స్వాగతం పరమ పురుషునికి సుస్వాగతం స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం విశ్వ గురువుకి దే స్వాగతం విద్యలకెల్లాలో జయనట్టి సాయి గణపతికి స్వాగతం విద్యలకెల్లాలో జయనట్టి నట్టి సాయి గణపతికి స్వాగతం. ఆయురారోగ్య సౌభాగ్యమిచ్చు పరమ వైద్యునికి స్వాగతం. ఆయురారోగ్య సౌభాగ్యమిచ్చు పరమ వైద్యునికి స్వాగతం. అనాథనాథుడు శాంతి స్వరూపుడు సత్య సాయికి స్వాగతం. అనాథనాథుడు శాంతి స్వరూపుడు సత్య సాయికి స్వాగతం. సనాతన ధర్మ మార్గాన నడిపించు హృదయ సారథికి స్వాగతం. సనాతన ధర్మ మార్గాన నడిపించు హృదయ సారథికి స్వాగతం. శ్రీ సత్య సాయి స్వాగతం. శ్రీ సత్య సాయి స్వాగతం. స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. మూర్తికి స్వాగతం. సజల క్షేమమే తనజేయం వను ప్రేమమూర్తికి స్వాగతం. సకల శాస్త్రముల సారము తెలిపెడు సద్గురువునికి స్వాగతం. సకల శాస్త్రముల సారము తెలిపెడు సద్గురువునికి స్వాగతం. అన్ని వేళలా తోడు నిలిచేది చరిత్రునకు స్వాగతం. శ్రీ సత్య సాయి స్వాగతం. శ్రీ సత్య సాయి స్వాగతం. స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. విశ్వగురువుకి స్వాగతం. స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. విశ్వగురువుకి స్వాగతం. పరమ పురుషునికి సుస్వాగతం. పరితినాథునికి స్వాగతం. పరమ పురుషునికి
Welcome back, dear listeners. So, who is our true Guru? Swami says, Gu means darkness and Ru means light. Guru is the one who removes darkness through light. He imparts wisdom which roots out ignorance. Render unto him as much homage as he deserves, but not more. You repeat the sloka, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now this is usually interpreted as indicating that Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, and Guru is indeed Maheshwara, the Trinity of Godhead, and that he is the visible Parabrahma, or God. Now Swami says that this hymn can be understood in a nobler manner. That is, Brahma is the Guru, Vishnu is the Guru, Maheshwara is the Guru, and truly Parabrahma is the Guru. Pray to the God within you, the Maheshwara, the Vishnu, the Brahma, or the Parabrahma principle to reveal itself. Accept that as the Guru and you will be illumined. The Gayatri Mantra is a prayer for the progressive upsurge of intelligence so that truth may be grasped by the seeker. Subordinate the mind to the pure intelligence which is but a reflection of the God within. Then you have the Guru of Gurus as your guide. Man is consumed by time. God is the master of time. So take refuge in God. Let him be your guru, your path, and your Lord. Adore him, obey his commands, offer him your grateful homage, and hold him fast in your memory. This, Swami says, is the easiest way to realize him as your own reality.
ప్రభాకర ప్రకాశకం ప్రళయ సృష్టి కారకం ప్రభాకర ప్రకాశకం ప్రపంచ సత్యబోధకం సద్గురుం నమామ్యహం ప్రపంచ సత్యబోధకం సద్గురుం నమామ్యహం నమో నమో పరంపరా సనాతన నమోస్తుతి నమో నమో శ్రీవరణ శ్రీచరణ నమోస్తుతి నమో నమో దేవ
Welcome back, dear listeners. Swami says that Guru Purnima is sacred for many reasons. Swami says, this day the seeker who suffers from identification with the false objective world is initiated into the reality of the unseen motivator within him. This day, those who have no urge to tread the spiritual path are inspired to seek the bliss which that path will confer. This day, aspirants are helped to achieve the consciousness of the One which is known by many names and forms in various languages and lands. Guru Purnima must be celebrated with prayer and penitence, as that alone can cleanse the heart, and not by fasting or feasting which affects only the body. This is the day when you decide to become masters of your senses and intellect, emotions and passions, thoughts and feelings by sadhana or spiritual discipline. Swami narrated a story about Sister Nivedita and Vivekananda. So it seems Sister Nivedita once asked for advice from Vivekananda to gain one-pointed focus during meditation. Nivedita means offering. Vivekananda explained and added, offer yourself fully to God. This total dedication cannot emerge from scholarship. The scholar is polluted by ego. He delights in putting pros and cons against each other. He raises doubts and disturbs faith. They mix the secular and the worldly with the spiritual and the otherworldly. They worship God in order to extract worldly gain. But prayers to God have to be for spiritual progress. Swami says, if you want to understand divinity, you should have firm faith that divinity is everywhere. There is no place or object without God. Guru Purnima means full moon without any defect or lacuna. Moon is nothing but mind. When the mind is completely perfect, it sheds light. So dear listeners, Guru Puja should not be just performed by circumambulation and offerings to the Guru. What is the real offering? It is the offering of one's love. Swami says that to know that God exists everywhere is circumambulation. If you understand these terms, every day is Guru Purnima. There is only one Guru, that is God, and there is no other Guru. So contemplate on that Guru. Therefore, engage yourselves in sadhana without delay. Cultivate virtues. Be free from evil habits, thoughts, words and deeds. Grow in love and greet nature with love. This is the way to Ananda. And Swami concludes by saying, this is the message for Guru Purnima.
Thank you. ఈశ్వరాం వసుతం దేవం నిత్యమంగళకారిణం నిత్యమంగళకారిణం వెంకవదూత సంప్రీతం వెంకవదూత సంప్రీతం వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే. తులసిదళ సంకాశం యోగి మానస పూజితం తులసిదళ సంకాశం యోగి మానస పూజితం సర్వమానవ సందేశం వందే వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే. హరి నీల జటాజూటం పూర్ణచంద్ర నిభాననం హరి నీల జటాజూటం పూర్ణచంద్ర నిభాననం భక్తలోక చిదాభాసం వందే వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే. ఆర్తత్రాణవ్రతాధారం వ్యోమకేశ విరాజితం ఆర్తత్రాణవ్రతాధారం వ్యోమకేశ విరాజితం యశః చంద్ర ప్రభాస్తోమం వందే సత్యం వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే. రత్నకర సముద్భూతం కాషాయాంబరధారిణం కాషాయాంబరధారిణం ఆనందకోశ సంచారం వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే. ప్రేమామృత పయోరాశిం విశ్వకళ్యాణకారిణం ప్రేమామృత పయోరాశిం విశ్వకళ్యాణకారిణం శాంతి సత్య సమాహారం వందే వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే. ప్రశాంతి నిలయావాసం బాలభాస్కర సన్నిభం ప్రశాంతి నిలయావాసం బాలభాస్కర సన్నిభం ఆశ్రిత ఆనందమందారం వందే వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే. విశ్వవిద్యాలయ వ్యాప్తం నిగమాగమ సేవితం నిగమాగమ సేవితం సత్యం శివం చ సౌందర్యం సత్యం శివం సుందరం సత్యం శివం సుందరం సత్యం శివం సుందరం.
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ డియర్ లిసనర్స్. The time in the studios is 10 minutes past 3, and before I conclude, Let us listen to the Guru Purnima message from our dearest Bhagwan himself. So here is an excerpt from a discourse that our beloved Bhagwan delivered on the Guru Purnima of 2001. For your information, the video DVD of this discourse is available in the Sai Blossom store in Prashanti Nilayam. And after that, you will be joined by Brother Sai Prasad at 3:30 p.m. with the Telugu Live Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Chari. So over to our beloved Bhagwan.
Prema Swarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Purnima Antaru.
It is called Guru Purnima.
Purnima Anaga Enti, full moon day.
Purnima refers to a full moon day.
Ye dinamu Guru Purnima.
This is Guru Purnima.
Guru yokka Purnima anipitidi.
It is the fullness related to the Guru.
Guru ante evaru?
Who is Guru?
Kani ee naatu Guru ni kaadu.
Not like the Gurus of today.
Chevulo mantralu cheptamu chetulo double iskovatam. Ide gurutvamu.
Whispering a mantra in the ear and taking money from the hand, is this the trait of a guru? This is not the quality of the guru.
Gukaro gunatitaha tukara rupavajjitaha. Rupavajjitamaina gunatitamainatvanti tattvanni mottamata guruga manam bhavinchukovali.
Attributeless and formless, such a principle alone is the guru.
కనుకని ఈ గుణాతీతమైనటువంటి తత్వాన్ని మనం గుర్తించడానికే ఈ గురుత్వం మనకు అత్యవసరము.
ఇట్ ఇస్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ ది అట్రిబ్యూట్లెస్ వన్ దట్ వీ నీడ్ ద గురు ప్రిన్సిపల్.
అలాంటి గురువు చిక్కటం చాలా కష్టం కనుకని దైవమునే గురువుగా తీసుకుందాం.
ఇట్ ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు గెట్ సచ్ ఎ గురు సో టేక్ డివైన్ యాస్ ది
గురు.
వేదశాస్త్ర ఇతిహాస పురాణం యందు శంకరులు వారు చెప్పారు, గురు బ్రహ్మ గురు విష్ణు గురుదేవో మహేశ్వర గురు సాక్షాత్ పరబ్రహ్మ తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. గురువే నాకు సర్వము.
As Shankaracharya said, Guru is everything for me.
Atane Vishnuvu.
He is Vishnu.
Atane Shivudu.
He is Shiva.
Atane Brahma.
He is Brahma.
Atane Sarvamu.
He is everything.
Kabatti prapanchamulo sarvam kudunu bhagavat swarupame.
Everything in the world is the form of
Brahma. Sarvam kalvidam Brahma annadu.
Everything is divine.
ఎవరిని చూచినా కానీ అందరూ బ్రహ్మ స్వరూపులే.
Whomever you see, it is Brahma.
ఎవరిని చూచినా అందరూ విష్ణు స్వరూపులే.
Whomever you see, it is Vishnu.
ఈనాడు మనం విష్ణు విశ్వాలు విశ్వ విరాట స్వరూపాన్ని చూస్తున్నాము.
What we see today is the cosmic form of the Lord.
ఇన్ని శిరస్సులు దీనిని పురస్కరించుకుని సహస్ర శిష్య పురుష సహస్రాక్ష సహస్రపాత్ చెప్పాడు వేదం.
And so the Vedas declared that the Lord has 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes and 1,000 feet.
ఆనాటి పరిస్థితి లోపల థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్ అంతా ఉన్నాయి, థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ హెడ్స్ అంతా ఉన్నాయి.
The population those days was in thousands.
ఇప్పుడు కోట్లు పెరిగినాయి.
Today it has gone beyond crores.
కానీ ఆనాడు వీరు ఈ మంత్రం చెప్పే సమయం లోపల థౌజండ్స్ లోపలి ఇమిడి ఉంటుంది.
Basing on the population then, the figure 1,000 was used as indication. The ancients considered everyone as divine.
ఎవరికి నమస్కారం చేసినప్పటికీ,
whomever they offered salutations to, they did so because God was in all beings. All the salutations always go to God.
ఎవరికి నమస్కారం చేసినా కేశవునికే పోయి చేరిపోతుంది.
Whomever you salute, it reaches Keshava.
ఎవరికి నమస్కారం చేసినప్పటికీ ఈశ్వరునికే అందిపోతుంది.
Whomever you salute, it reaches God.
ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానాం.
బికాస్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్.
ఈశావాసం ఇదం జగత్తు.
హీ పర్వేడ్స్ ఆల్.
జగత్ అంతా కూడా ఈశ్వర యొక్క తత్వంగానే ఉంటుంది.
ది హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ పర్వేడెడ్ బై డివైన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్.
ఆ యొక్క ఈశ్వరత్వం అనేటువంటిది ఇక్కడ అక్కడ ఉంటుండాలని కాదు.
ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ డివినిటీ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ హియర్ ఆర్ దేర్.
ఇక్కడ అక్కడ ఎక్కడ చూసిన ఒక్కడే ఆత్మలో మక్కువై ఉన్నాడు. ఒక్కడే ఉండేది హృదయంలో.
Wherever you see, here or there, it is the same single Atma that is present. The divinity in all is one. The Vishnu principle is the same in all. Delusion causes illusion. There are no differences in the divine. Everything is divine.
ఇలాంటి ఏకత్వాన్ని బోధించుకునే నిమిత్తమై ఆనాటి గురువులు సృష్టిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు టీచ్ దిస్ వన్నెస్, ద గురు కాన్సెప్ట్ వాస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్.
ఈనాడు ఉత్తమ గురువును చిక్కటం చాలా కష్టంగా ఉంటుంది.
ఇట్ ఇస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు గెట్ అన్ ఐడియల్ గురు టుడే.
ఉత్తమ శిష్యులైనా చిక్కుతున్నారు కానీ ఉత్తమ గురువులు చిక్కటం లేదు.
యూ కెన్ గెట్ అన్ ఐడియల్ డిసైపుల్ అట్లీస్ట్ బట్ నాట్ అన్ ఐడియల్ గురు.
ఎంత మంచి శిష్యులున్నారు.
There are so many good disciples. Even among our children, there are so many good
ones.
But if one or two are bad, all the children get a bad name. They have to suffer too. Small example. While you are sleeping, one or two mosquitoes bite you.
Mosquitoes.
Though it is only one or two that bit you wake up in the morning and just because a few mosquitoes bit you, spray insecticide and kill all. One or two culprits only, but you kill all of them. Have you killed only the culprits? No. Likewise, if there are one or two bad people, the neighbors too will have to be punished because of the bad company. Give up bad company. Be in the good company. Do meritorious deeds. This is what Shankaracharya declared. Give up the company of the bad people. Then alone will your heart become pure. So first and foremost, we should try to control senses. We get angry. We get jealous. What should we do then? Do not exhibit your anger. Control it. This anger will do only harm. This is my bad quality. It makes me do bad actions. Drink a glass of cool water. Sit in one place. Keep contemplating on God's name. In a little time, the anger will reduce. If your anger is great, go to a peaceful place of solitude. Walk briskly for about half a mile. The anger will reduce. Embodiments of love. Most importantly, we should control sight and tongue. We see so many sinful things with our eyes. We experience many sins. We see so many sins. We experience the consequences of those. Children of similar types are born to us. So we should never see anything bad. We should never speak anything bad. In the olden times, you do not know this. Women know it. When the women are in the family way, without seeing anything bad, without speaking anything bad, narrating divine stories, they eat healthy food and listen to only good news. Why? Because if good feelings go in, then the children too get good feelings. The consequences of the sins of the parents definitely passes on to the children as well. It is well known when Subhadra was pregnant, Arjuna, her husband, told her about the lotus army formation. As he was narrating, Krishna came on the scene and told him to keep silent. This is not the time to tell this. Who is listening to you? You think that responses are coming from
Subhadra?
Those responses are from the unborn child in the womb of Subhadra. Arjuna explained till the entry into the lotus formation. Abhimanyu, the unborn child, heard that. When Krishna told him, Arjuna ended the narrative.
కనుకనే ఆ పదవి ఉపదేశించేంత వరకు తెలిసింది, తిరిగి వెనుకకు రావటం తెలియకపోవటం చేత అభిమన్యుడు అందులో మరణించాడు.
Later during the way, Abhimanyu entered the lotus formation but did not know how to exit it and thus he died.
మనకు తెలియకుండా ఉంటుంటారు గాని తెలియకుండా ఎన్నో జరుగుతుంటున్నాయి జగత్తు లోపల.
There are many things that happen without our knowledge.
ఇది నాకు మాత్రమే తెలియదు అనుకుంటున్నావు.
You may think only you don't know about
it. తెలియదు.
You may not know about
it.
Does not God know what even you don't?
అతనికి తెలుసును.
God knows.
కనుక మనం ఎప్పుడు కూడా మంచి మాటలు మాట్లాడాలి.
So we should always speak good.
మంచి పనులను చేయాలి.
We should do good action.
మంచి మార్గంలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
We should tread on the right path.
కనుకనే మనం పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఇంద్రియాలను సరైన మార్గంలో ఉంచుకున్నప్పుడే మన పాపములు అన్ని కూడా పరిహారం అయిపోతాయి.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ వి ప్లేస్ ది సీక్రెట్ సెన్సెస్ ఆన్ ది రైట్ పాత్ ఆల్ సిన్స్ ఆర్ అటోన్ ఫర్.
ప్రేమ ముదిత మనసే కామ రామ
Guru Baba, Mere Baba, Mata Pita Guru Sai, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Sai Maheshwara, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Sai Maheshwara. Guru Sai Maheshwara.